This meeting will come to order. Madam Clerk, can we have a roll call, please?
Meeting of the Orange Cove City Council, Wednesday, May 24th, 2017, 6:30 p.m. Mayor Victor Lopez.
Here.
Mayor Tam Diana Guerra-Silva.
Present.
Council members Gilbert Garcia.
Present.
Minerva Pineda.
Present.
Josie Cervantes.
Here.
Staff, city manager Sam Escobar, he is here. City attorney.
Here.
And police chief Marty Rivera.
Here.
Okay, we have a court to do business. I'm going to ask the road, please stand for the invocation and ask our vice mayor to lead us in prayer.
Yes, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're so very thankful, Lord, that you have brought us here once again, Lord, and we have this decisions to take care of tonight here on the that are on the agenda, Father. And I ask Father God that you may help us and lead us and guide us in everything that we do here in the city of Orange Cove, Father. And I'd like to pray for the victims of the Manchester terror attack. And I just pray, Father God, for peace in throughout the world, that there may be peace, that we may dwell in peace, and that you may speak to the hearts of those, Father, that do not want to be in peace. And I pray for the family members of those victims, because I know that they're hurting, Father, and we hurt along with them, Father. We're in one spirit together with them. And I pray, Father, for this community, that it may have peace also, Father, and just everything that goes well within the city and within the city walls, Father. And I pray for anybody that is ill, that you may be with them and that you may heal them. And we thank you just for everybody that is here tonight, Lord. We thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Acknowledging the Pledge of Allegiance,
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. And I want to welcome everybody to our meeting. It's just that we're discussing some issues that we want to discuss. I apologize to you. So welcome everybody. Confirmation of the agenda?
No changes.
Okay. Right, we'll go to C, presentation. We have a presentation?
We didn't have one, but the gentleman that was going to give presentations here today, so I'm going to try to add that.
All right, great. We'll go ahead with the presentation.
And this is a presentation regarding the diabetes program, and that is looking to maybe start here in Orange Cove.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you, City Manager, Mayor.
Thank you.
My name is Eli Cruz, and the founder of an organization called the DEC-DRC, which stands for Diabetes Education and Chronic Disorder Resource Center. And we are in the process of just getting established and moving forward with helping individuals, basically they're dealing with the disorders, but the number one focus is diabetes. In regards to diabetes, I'll go through the project really quick. In regards to the diabetes, is that there's a lot of programs out there that we understand, but people are not utilizing these programs because they don't know about them. And the one thing that happens is that with the background that I have when it comes to insurance companies, is that insurance companies only cover so much of the expenses, or they don't even cover a lot of the things that are required for diabetics. Now these days we're also understanding that Medi-Cal is not even covered for certain items, such as even their test strips just to check their blood sugars. So even with myself that has been living with this disorder for over 35 years now, is that I've been very fortunate enough to at least still be able to live a healthy lifestyle, only to the fact because I've been living the right way with eating the right foods, the exercise, and what's basically been keeping me alive. And according to what my medical provider wanted to know, what was my secret? Well, those are my secrets that I basically share. And I want to continue to be able to share those secrets with individuals that are living with a disorder, or such as maybe even just diabetes alone. So what I'd like to do is to basically share these ideas that I have with those individuals that are living with the disorder that can benefit from it to live a healthier lifestyle. And what that is that this intent with this project is to have a facility where people can come in and be able to get the education on nutrition, be able to not only wait for it once a year to see a nutritional counselor, it's basically unlimited visits to see a nutritional counselor, exercise program, and also to get those benefits of other resources that we can provide, to be able to assist them with even going to the eye doctor. We've already partnered with an ophthalmologist that's willing to give out free eye exams, unlimited. So I even told the doctor, you realize this can be in the hundreds. He says, that's not a problem. We've already partnered up with a dentist. She's willing to do oral exams as well. So this is just the beginning stage of this project. We're going to continue to move forward, even partner up with pharmacies, which in fact we've already been in discussion with pharmacies, and also discussion with medical providers within the surrounding community, so they can also be able to supply some sort of a benefit for individuals. Don't have to wait for insurance, so don't have to wait for anything to get approval. It's basically, if it's there, it can be utilized and it can happen. So along with the discussion previously with Mayor and I'm sorry.
Sam Escobar.
Sam.
Manager.
That's my brother's name. I don't know why I can forget that.
Call
him
Brother Escobar.
Brother Escobar. And so with partnering up with the City of Orange Cove, and this is why I'm here today, to see what we can do to partner up with, to start in piloting the project a little further here in the community, because it's a great benefit that I come to understand that diabetes alone in the Hispanic community is really high. And so what I come to also understand in the Hispanic community is that a lot of us don't know where to go and get these resources. So this would be a start with the Orange Cove. And we also have our executive director. We are a nonprofit organization. So our executive director is actually experienced and actually knowledgeable in writing, getting benefits for individuals. So with her coming to Orange Cove is to help those individuals that don't know where to get those resources, so we can get people signed up as well for any type of benefits that are out there. So that's my a little bit about myself. I know we've got a large agenda, so I don't want to take a lot of time, but it's something that I know that will be very beneficial for the City of Orange Cove. And to start off the project here, which is,
you know, last night we had a meeting at the community center that I attended. It's Cultiva de Salud, okay? It's how to eat properly and exercise and stuff like that. This would be ideal to partner with a Cultiva. They have a grant that they've been working in Orange Cove, you know? And I'm a diabetic, and I was one day for dialysis, okay? All right? But I took care of myself when I heard that I was going to be dialysis, and within 3 months, excellent results. It was God. I told God, God, I'm retired. I work for you, and I love it, helping people. Next day they told me, cancel. There's no dialysis for you. I swear, it's a true story. But it was all because I changed my way of eating. I lost 50 pounds. I walked 3 miles. I just walked 3 miles right now. Just finished a while ago, okay? But we need, it's an education,
right?
Okay? And if anybody believes it, it's Victor Lopez. That is bad, because my family are all diabetic. My kids are all diabetic. I guess we got it from our parents. But there's an answer to that, okay? Take care of ourselves. I'd love to have you come to Orange Cove, and I would recommend to the council that we provide a facility at the community center so that he can work with the Cultiva de Salud and partner. And let's help some of our, there's a lot of people, and I see people walking with me. I see 80-year-olds walking with me. They're out there, and we talk and we laugh like, hey, they're out there. And I know they're diabetic, because our people are all diabetic. We're out there all walking. But I appreciate Eli, Mr. Cruz, for you coming to Orange Cove and offering us this kind of service. It's great for the community. And we also have the Chamber of Commerce that could also be assisting. Emmanuel is a representative of the Chamber of Commerce, and he's on the Board of Education, Kings Canyon, Unifusco District. I think this is fantastic. I don't know how the council feels about that, you know. Anytime that we can help our community and educate our community, this is what it's all about. And I appreciate Mr. Cruz willing to come here and provide services to you. Me as a mayor, I'm excited, and you have my support 100%. I know the council really cares about its citizens, and I know that they will support you.
I appreciate that.
You know, just tell us when we're going to start, and we'll introduce you to the director of the Salud. Sam has got all the information. We can put you guys together and see how we can last night they did a profile of Orange Cove and what the community wishes to see within Orange Cove. And there were several people that submitted what they would like to see in Orange Cove. And a lot has to do with health and something to do health activities, you know, like walking and biking and things like that, that are healthy, swimming, stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to include it that one of the benefits that we will be including with this as well is that we will be visiting, and we will start it off in Orange Cove, is what we will be doing is visiting any eatery place here, restaurant, that supplies any meal, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And what our organization would do is sit with them and look at their menu and see what we can do to add or incorporate something that actually is beneficial for a diabetic that can eat, because what that will help with the business also. And this is like a partnership with everybody to help. What that will do for your local restaurants as well is that a diabetic can say, I don't eat there because I can't eat what they have. And now this would be something that they say, we can eat there because now there's something that we can have. So that's one of the benefits that we can actually provide for the city of Orange Cove.
Great. Council, you have any questions to Mr. Cruz?
I think it's wonderful and beautiful what you're, you know, what you have in your heart to provide for our community members. And I'm excited about that because I'm an educator and I believe in educating the population. And I really believe that in the Hispanic community, there's a lot of diabetics because of the lack of knowledge. Because I really believe with, like the mayor says, exercising and eating right and keeping your watching your weight, that does a lot to bring it under control. And I really believe in the educational part of it, the component. And I would, on my part, on my behalf, I mean, you can have anywhere you want to set yourself up, as long as it's available. And I thank you for coming to this city. I really do. And bringing what you have. You're bringing your heart to us. And I really thank you for that.
Yeah, we want to be partners. And I also introduce Mr. Pardo. He's one of the advocates for health in Orange Cove. He's one of the main guys on the farmer's market in Orange Cove. Mr. Pardo, he's a volunteer. Him and Mr. Ferrar, they run the farmer's market in Orange Cove here. They're the ones that do it, you know, so it's real good stuff that they sell at the farmer's market in Orange Cove. So it'd be a good partner.
That'd be great. Just to give everybody an example, one out of 11 individuals here in the valley is actually a diabetic. And that's even the ones that have not been diagnosed. So that can kind of give you an idea that one out of 11 individuals needs help here in the valley. So
wow.
Just wanted to give you that.
So you have the manager's phone number and everything, so you can work with the manager, and whatever we need from us, let us know.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
And thank your mom for joining you. Thank you. Yeah, a good partner. Excellent partner. All right, thank you. Okay, council, we'll go to consent calendar. You want to vote on the consent calendar presented?
I have a question on one of the warrants.
Okay.
And it's warrants number 041087. It's the taco shop for an event that was held on the 24th. What was that about? I asked Phyllis about what was that. She said to talk to the city manager. So.
Is that on the first page?
Page
30. It had to do with Target 8, Mayor. The Target 8? The Target 8.
Was that it? What was it?
Dinner.
What was it?
Yeah, it was the dinner celebration recognizing Target 8, Target 8 board for the many years of services.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, we had a ceremony where we gave awards to the board members, to the volunteers for all the years. I mean, it's been probably, Mr. Farrar's been with us for at least 15 years or more, and we honor Mr. Farrar and the board members because I believe that we need to honor those volunteers that put a lot of time, because if it wasn't for those volunteers, Orange Cove would not have what they have. It's all based on volunteerism, So we had a kind of like a dinner to honor the board members.
Okay, but the question I have is, why did the city have to pay for that? That's the question that I have.
Well, we wanted to, as a city, we should be the ones in the forefront honoring those individuals, because if nobody else is going to do it, it's only as me as the mayor of the city that I would say, anytime that you have volunteers that have been neglected for so many years, that I felt that it was time that the city would do something. For example, the Child Care Center paid for the awards. The city paid for the tacos that we had. Okay? So this is what it's all about, that we wanted to make sure that we honor. And we've been talking about honoring a lot of the other individuals in this community that need to be recognized. Like I said, nothing happens without all this volunteerism. Like Manuel works all these years and years. If it wasn't for him and Mr. Pardo, there would be nothing happening. You know, it takes a lot of time and they don't get paid. Nothing. So the least we do for them is have a little dinner for them and thank them for their leadership. You know, so that was the reason we did that.
Well, I'm all for volunteerism. I mean, of course, we are, all of us are. I believe we are. And something like this, I mean, there has to be a policy where it needs to be set, you know, where, you know, these, you know, who's the city going to be sponsoring? I mean, it has to go, because the next nonprofit that comes up, they're going to want, you know, some kind of help.
Nobody was asking us for anything, sir. This was something that we felt we need to recognize those individuals, and that's what I did. I want to recognize those individuals.
I understand that, but I think that is...
And if a council disagrees with me, then say it, and then we'll pay for it.
No.
Okay, but I want to be able to recognize those individuals that give to this community, and it's time that we forgot for all these years that they've been serving on Target 8. They don't get paid nothing. But we have two child care centers that are run by Target 8, okay? Serving 38 employees in the city of Orange Cove. You've got 200 children being educated. We have already three doctors that come out of our centers. And if that's not worth some tacos, nothing is worth nothing, okay? Now, if the council feels that we did wrong, I'll pay for it myself. Yeah. I mean, that's how I feel about it.
I wanted to know, what do you think about that? I mean, as far as...
You know, I think it's that what the mayor has said is it's appropriate to expend money to recognize people like that.
Yeah.
I understand. I think you're saying, yeah, that's great, and you don't disagree. But you're saying maybe those parameters should be in writing, that they are longstanding volunteers, like we see here. These young men are here all the time. I see them all the time, volunteer. So that would be one, that they're legitimate 501(c). You could write say that if they fit within this parameter, it's appropriate to give them a little bit of public funds to either celebrate their volunteerism. But you could put it in the policy. I think that's what you're saying. You're not opposed.
No,
it's
I'm not.
You're just saying, you know, and if that's the case, we just say we put those parameters, everyone chimes in what they think's important, because I think it's important, and we see it in the other cities,
sure,
that there are policies where they recognize the volunteers, have a dinner, et cetera.
Sure. It's like, for example, some people, you know, can't even go to board meetings when they have board meetings, okay, because it's tiresome. All right?
No, it does.
You get the vice mayor has been on Target 8 15 years, dedicated. She is the chairman of Target 8 right now. Puts a lot of time, and we're very successful because of her talents and her education, expertise. Okay? Now, as a leader of this community, you know, I always want to reward those like Manuel Ferrer. You know, we've never forgotten about what he does for this community. See, I don't look at who's my friend or who's my hater. No, I look who is making contributions for the well-being of this community. And Manuel Ferrer is one of those individuals that I wanted to recognize.
Certainly.
Okay, so here again.
So that would be one of your parameters if you were.
And I asked the manager, because it was not so much money. Do you want to take it to the council? He felt he could do it administratively. We discussed that.
And because of the promotional, you know, that we've done, because we've done this before, like even when we do like parades, where we do plaques. I mean, sometimes those big plaques are, you know, $89, and we do 4 or 5 of them.
Got a couple of
and those aren't brought to the council for approval to, you know, what we as part of the, you know, what we do for honoring.
You know, and here again, everybody was invited to this dinner. The whole council was invited to see, you know what I mean? But it was appreciation to those volunteers. And that day, my manager couldn't be there with us, but he was recognized, you know, because of his contributions. So here again, you know, I think that whoever is in leadership positions should always make sure that you take care of those that give. Because without those individuals, nothing happens. It's a part of is doing this farmer's market. Nobody's going to pay him nothing. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, you know. And here he is at every meeting wanting to report on farmer's market. And him and Manuel, if they wouldn't do it, I would say there wouldn't be any farmer's market in Orange County. You know, simple as that. I see what they have to do. It's a lot of work. So, as a mayor of the city, I just want to thank you, and I appreciate, you know, their leadership and contributions to the city of Orange County. Okay, so we have the warrants. Any other comments on the event calendar?
You need a motion?
Yes.
I'll go ahead and make a motion. Go ahead and approve the consent calendar as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Anybody in the audience?
Good evening. This is Dustin. I live in the Jusserna Estates. I agree with volunteerism. That's why I started volunteering for the Chamber of Commerce. The only problem is that, like in our banquet award dinner that we have every month, mm-hmm. would we be able to come to the city and ask you for, let's say, $1,000? To help with the cost, like of catering, because in that dinner, they're all volunteers. And then the way we choose our volunteers is that we send out a survey, and everybody gets to choose, you know, from doctors to businesses to, you know, woman of the year, man of the year, or whatever. And here, who chooses who gets to be honored or awarded? I would see a little conflict in that. Or I could see people, I guess, kind of getting in trouble or maybe hurt over it. But I would advise that maybe in the future, if this is going to be open to all nonprofits, then I would like to know how we could be able to offset some of our costs. Because when we put on that event, it's a lot of money. In fact, when we come down to paying everybody off, I mean, at the most, I think we come clean with is maybe $4,000, maybe, if we're really, really lucky. And it's a lot of work. But again, we do it for the city, for the citizens of the city. We do have the supports of the city when they buy their tables, and, you know, Kings Canyon Unified buys their tables, and, you know, they sponsor us, so that's all good. But if we can get extra, like for catering, that would be, I would love that. If we can do that, at least, you know, just like Target 8 had the opportunity, then for us to be able to have that opportunity also. Thank you.
Okay, I'd like to respond to that. This young lady has just started volunteering probably a year and a half ago, 2 years, okay? I've been the mayor 34 years, okay? The chamber has always come to me and I will respond it, correct or not, Manuel? I've always, we never charge. We're there to help the chamber. If the partner comes and asks us, we work with him. Okay, that's our philosophy. The other council was bickering and fighting and everything. Nothing got done. And they bankrupt the city. And where were you at? And they broke the city. Okay, they spent $10,000 that I left in the account and they blew it. And nobody said nothing about that. Now you come here because we honored some volunteers for 20 years, 15 years, 10 years, and we're saying, what do we do here? We give them a taco dinner and we're gonna be, well, I'm going to respond to you because of the fact that the City of Orange Cove has supported the Chamber of Commerce 110%. Whatever Manuel asks, I am with him 100%. This council has supported the Chamber.
You don't,
okay?
You don't attend the awards?
All right.
I've never seen you there.
I've been to the awards. Yes, I have.
Not
yes, I have.
Yes. 3 years I've been there.
Well, I've been to the awards, and I've been there along with the fire department and the police department. I seen our chief right there at the dinner that I attended the dinner. You know, a lot of times I'm out of town in Washington or Sacramento, but whatever the chamber does, Emmanuel asked me, he'll always have my support, or Mr. Pardo, or anybody that wishes to do something for the citizen, you're going to have my support. I'm never going to say no to something good, okay? All right? Okay, well, okay,
we... Can I just add something? In the last 2 years, we've actually have supported the chamber by the $1,000 sponsorship that we do.
Yeah, I know.
And also, we always, when there's a use of facility, we always do it for free because we want to help. And every time we have been approached by... What's that?
Nobody's saying that. They're not saying that they're going to help.
Let the manager explain, okay? You have your complaints. Let the manager speak. He's responding to the criticisms that we're getting.
I think it's relevant. That's the reason why I'm saying it.
Yeah.
So there's always, and every time we have had asked, because Manuel comes to me, or
sure.
Mr. McKinley has come to me,
sure.
Ms. Hill has come to me, and we always bring it to the council for support, for whatever it is, and we've always,
sure.
the city's always supported it.
Sure, and I just wanted that to be known, because you don't think I appreciate Manuel? Manuel, you know, has been recognized by the city council here in Orange Cove because of his good deeds. Mr. Pardo is a volunteer, and Sharon is also a big volunteer here. You know, I see her at all the meetings and volunteering. Hey, we have, what can we do? Ask us. You know, I always tell Sam, whatever Manuel asks, work with Manuel, help him out. Because he's doing it for the community, not for Manuel Ferrar, for the community. Okay? So we have we already voted on the motion? Yes. Is there nobody else in the audience? Okay? All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Motion carries.
Okay, yes vote by Mayor Lopez, Silva, Pineda, and Cervantes. No vote by Garcia.
Thank you very much. Okay, well, now we'll go to administration. Consideration discussion regarding the dedication of right-of-way street and a public utilities easement for the Squire View Shopping View. Mr. Horn.
Good evening, Mayor and members of the council. This item has to do with the proposed shopping center at the northwest corner of Park Boulevard and Anchor Avenue. The developer is getting ready to close escrow on the parcels. So before that is done, and the city still owns the property, we want to dedicate the right-of-way widening that we need for both Anchor Avenue and Park Boulevard, as well as a public utility easement around the frontage to provide for PG&E, gas, telephone. Not in your agenda or my request, there is a third easement that we need to dedicate and accept, and that is for sewer, water, and storm drain facilities through the site that will contain city pipelines that will serve the remainder of the city property north of the first phase. So
now, would this resolution 2017-14 take care of both?
Yes.
It would?
Yeah, with your permission, if we could add that to the resolution.
Okay.
To accept the on-site utility easements as well.
Okay.
So what we're, because the city is the owner, the resolution would authorize the city manager to sign the deed on behalf of the city, and then you as the city council will also accept the dedication for the right-of-way on behalf of the public.
Great. So council, any questions to Mr. Horn on this issue? Okay, then we need a motion to go ahead and approve both of those, add those sewer and water to the resolution 2017-14, authorizing dedication of the right-of-way, Park Boulevard, and Anchor Avenue.
I'll make a motion, go ahead and approve the council to consider approving resolution number 2017-14, authorizing dedication right-of-way for Park Boulevard and Anchor Avenue, and dedication of a public utility easement, and accepting the dedications on behalf of the public for the Sierra View Shopping Center.
Second.
And then we're adding the statements of Mr. Horn to that motion?
Yes, absolutely.
Can we have one? Do we have a second? I'll second the motion.
Second.
Any further discussion?
She's
anybody
second.
In the audience?
Josie seconded.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Anybody in the audience? Anybody in the audience? Being none, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Before we go on, on number three, where it says consideration and discussing regarding the dedication of right-of-way for streets and public utility easement for Sequoia View Shopping View. It should be center, right?
Yes, shopping center.
Should we correct that?
Well, it says view on top and center on the bottom.
Yeah, that's why.
Yes, yeah, shopping center. As long as it has a center on the resolution.
Okay, all right.
Okay, yes vote by Mayor Lopez, Silva, Pineda, Cervantes, and Garcia.
Okay, we'll go to number four, subject consideration discussion regarding the final acceptance of high school pressure relief valve. Mr. Horn?
Thank you, Mayor. A couple months ago, the council awarded a bid to Grizzly Construction Company to install a pressure relief valve on the city's irrigation pipeline that runs along Parlier Avenue from the Fryant Kern Canal all the way down to the wastewater treatment plant. And the high school and the junior high draw irrigation water out of that pipeline. When their pump shuts off, it creates a pressure spike that has damaged the pipeline in the past. So we installed a pressure relief valve to allow that pressure to be relieved. And so the contractors completed the work, and so we're asking the council to accept the project. Total cost was $22,200. Construction cost was $18,709. We had change order for about $1,800 because the irrigation pipeline wasn't exactly where we thought it was, about 20 feet farther east, so the contractor had to spend some time finding it, and then a little extra money on a pipeline to get over there. But otherwise, everything went very well, and Public Works staff has told me that it's been working, and they've seen pressure being relieved from the valve, so we're happy with
it. Council, any questions for Mr. Horn on this issue? Okay, so we need a motion?
I'm going to make a motion to approve
it
as presented.
I second it.
We have a motion, a second. Any further discussion? Anybody in the audience? Being none, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Yes vote by Mayor Lopez, Silva, Pineda, Cervantes, and Garcia.
Thank you. We're going to number five, subject consideration discussion regarding the League of California 2017 annual conference voting delegate and alternate. Who is going to go to that conference?
I'm not sure the city clerk has Mr. Garcia.
Who's Mr. Garcia?
Garcia, Cervantes.
I'm interested.
Huh?
I'm not sure yet.
Oh, I'm
yeah.
Sure you going to go?
Yeah, I'd like to go, yeah.
Okay, well, would you like to be the voting delegate?
Not really.
Well, we need somebody to be the voting delegate.
You were
okay, what?
I was alternative, but you didn't show. So.
You were the alternate?
Yeah.
All right.
I did last year.
You want to do it?
It's easy as
well. Okay, well, go ahead. You'll be a voting delegate.
Okay, who'll be my...
Huh?
Who's going to be the second?
I could be the alternate.
Be second?
Yeah.
They're both for you.
Okay.
All right, well, go ahead and designate Councilwoman Cervantes as the voting delegate, and the alternate will be the Vice Mayor, Diana Guerra. Okay, do we need a vote on that?
We need a
motion to approve that.
I make a motion to approve.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second.
Gilbert seconded it.
Okay. Any further discussion? Anybody in the audience? Being none, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Yes,
thank
vote.
You.
Yes vote by Mayor Lopez, Silva, Pineda, Cervantes, and Garcia.
Thank you very much. We'll go to City Manager, subject. Consideration discussion regarding the San Joaquin Valley Joint Powers Authority.
Mayor, members of the City Council and the public, we were once again asked to come back and speak to all 15 cities in Fresno County using COG as the forum, which is our Council of Governments for Transportation, where we have all 15 cities meet. We had the initial meeting with Mayor Lopez speaking to all 15 mayors, and then it was brought to back to city managers for discussion in support of the JPA membership for the Eastern and Fresno County, which is Mayor Lopez who sits on that chair, and then alternate is City of Clovis for the JPA board. Every member that's on the board, except for the alternate, not the alternate, the member at large, has to come up with $50,000 to be a part of the membership, and that money is utilized to pay for the engineering and all the application fees and things that are being paid for right now for the due date for the Tempest Flat project. So they have to go back one more round to do the $50,000 just as they did last year. So this is a resolution that we drafted up for the city to be paying the $467 that I believe is our share is of the $50, and it's a prorated share based on COG's allocation and the way our payments are made, percentage by population. So we need to get this, we're asking the City Council to approve the $467 and the resolution enclosed, and then we also sent this copy to all 15 cities so they can utilize this for their councils to get this approved. We had pretty much majority approval. The big one was City of Fresno, which the mayor met with Mayor Lee Brandt and his staff to make sure that they were on board with this, and because their payment is $22,000, and then Clovis is like $8,000 into this payment of the $50,000. So bring this council for your approval.
Council, this is for the project. It's a $3 billion project, $1 billion from the state of California, $1 billion from the federal government, and $1 billion to be paid by all the farmers in our areas and communities in our area. This is a 5-county five county joint authority. And if you remember, we started here, we've been working on this for 12 years, all right? Now the counties are paying $50,000 with no problem at all. City of Fresno pays about $26,000. The smaller communities like Orange Cove, $464. But this is a contribution that we have hired staff, and we're doing all the work that has to be done to submit the final application that will probably be done next month. But we're getting ready to submit for the $3 billion application for Temperance Flat. It'll be a dam that'll provide water for the future of our community, especially Orange Cove, that we receive 100% of our water comes from Central Valley Project, Frank Canal. But that's where we get our water. So we need to look at the future of our grandchildren, the future of our community here, that Orange Cove will always have water. So I'm asking the council to go ahead and approve this for the City of Orange Cove of $464.
I'll go ahead and make the motion, go ahead and approve resolution number 2017-13 supporting San Joaquin Valley Joint Powers Authority.
Second.
We have a motion to second. Is there any further discussion? Anybody in the audience? Being none, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? The motion carries. Thank you. Number seven, subject consideration discussion regarding the Orange Cove Independence Day celebration, July 3rd. 2017.
Mayor, members of the council, if you recall, last council meeting we had, I brought it up that we had another company that wanted to bid for the fireworks. We don't know anything. We didn't know too much about the company, and from what I heard from the council, there was concerns about, what the quality of the fireworks would be, or the quality of the setup and the presentation of fireworks. And so we went back, and I used it as a negotiation tool with the. Our current fireworks supplier and that operates the show for us, and he dropped the price down to $10,000, so we're saving $1,500 in the cost. And then he also is asking for a 3-year contract, so he wants it secured, and then every year about 5%. So, you're going to see $500 for it to go up every two. We're still saving money. Where the last 2 years it's been $11,500 for the contract. And there's no change in the amount of fireworks. It remains the same, which is the price got reduced. So I'm asking the council to consider it for the consideration is approval of the agreement with Pyro Technologies for the amount of $10,000.
Council, any questions on this thing? You know, when it came up and Sam told me about it, you know, there was another company that wanted to deal with it, but of the years that I've seen this company, they do a fabulous job. You know, why risk? And then to top it off, Sam negotiated $1,500 difference. You can't go wrong. They do, Manny, how do you think, what the job that they do?
It's a great job.
Yeah, great job. So I would ask this council, let's go ahead and go along with that package that Sam has negotiated.
Actually, I want to correct that. Our city clerk negotiated that.
Okay, the city clerk. They take all the credit away from the manager and give the credit to the city clerk.
Including the securing of the three-year contract?
The three-year contract, yes.
Okay, that's fine. Need a motion?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve the Independence Day celebration on July 3rd, 2017 and accept the bid contract with Pyra in the amount of $10,000.
I second it. We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Anybody in the audience? Being none, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Yes vote by Mayor Lopez, Silva, Pineda, Cervantes, and Garcia.
Thank you very much. Also, I was going to ask Mayor Ferrar if you could help us and do some research on some of the veterans so we could honor, you know, make some recommendations so we could honor some servicemen.
For Monday.
For that day of the 4th of July.
For the 3rd.
Okay. Or when?
The 3rd of July.
Oh, 3rd of July?
Yeah, 3rd of July. That's when we're going to have the ceremony. Like we do every year, we honor some of the veterans. I think it'd be nice if you could do it.
I don't remember what we did last year. Did we march off with the flag and salute the flag?
Yes.
Yes.
We did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did the whole ceremony.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you could help us with that, to some of the veterans that need to be honored, we'd like to do that.
Okay. We're getting less and less of us all the time, man.
All righty. Okay, we'll go to number 8. It says, our consideration discussion regarding the Orange Cove Farmers Market.
Mayor and Council, this item was put on the agenda because the Farmers Market is going to get started here pretty soon. And Mr. Ferreira and Mr. Pardo wish to continue the Farmers Market as volunteers and use the equipment that Fresno State has, which is the wash sinks, so everything that makes it a certified market, and then also for the public health and safety. But from what I understand, now the chamber has now agreed to sponsor it again. And so I think for the city, we'll be doing the same thing we did last year, which is like co-sponsoring the event and helping out when we, you know, in whatever necessary. I was told Ms. Leticia was going to come up and speak by Mr. McKinney on that behalf. Or
I'm just showing up. Yeah, I just showed her the letter.
Are you going to touch it?
Yeah. Okay. He couldn't be here. I'm sorry. He was at a doctor appointment with his wife. It's dated May 24, 2017. The Orange Grove Area Chamber of Commerce held a special board meeting last night, Tuesday, May 23rd, to consider sponsoring the Orange Cove Farmers and Artesian Market headed by Ralph Pardo with the help of the City of Orange Cove for another season. We agreed to do this. Ralph says he has artesian food and produce vendors lined up and is ready to start tomorrow. We really want this to go. We believe it is a good thing for our city, but last year didn't turn out too good. Waiting until June 1st, which is next Thursday, will give us extra time to advertise and raise awareness of our farmers market and make sure we have plenty of customers to buy. If at the end of 5 weeks things are going good and vendors are making enough money to pay a space fee, we plan on continuing until the first week of October, the same as last year. Holding off for 1 week will give time to put up advertising flyers in local businesses, put announcements in the newspapers that go out each week for the Dinuba Sentinel and Reedy papers. Signs need to be put up at the east end of Park Boulevard at Highway 63 and another at Manning and Hill, one at Eaton Park, and any other signs as deemed useful in order to advertise and let people know about this event held in our city. Thank you, Leo McKinney, President, Orange Cove Area Chamber of Commerce. And today I did pick up the certificate of liability, which was something that we were told we needed The reason why we were reconsidering was because we have been trying to speak to Felipe, which is the person that came with the grant, and he canceled one meeting, which we only meet, you know, once a month, and that was the previous month. And then this month, we were again trying to get a hold, or Leo was trying to get a hold of him, having conversations, and that did not happen as well. And Monday, we were told that the farmer's market was going to start on Thursday, and we all felt that was not enough time for us to really prepare. And I know flyers have been given to some